The stack of stuff next to my computer is so big, it is avalanching and has all gone now into the mixing board. I had to go through some mail just to turn on the microphone. What the hell? Got a letter from the Republican National Committee wanting my money. Dear Bart, I must alert you to an important matter. At this very moment, a fierce battle is being waged for America's heart and soul. I didn't know. And the decision you make in the next few moments could determine the outcome. But let me explain. Wait, who's this from? Ed Gillespie. He wears the pointy hat. Since taking office on January 20th, 2001, Bush has transformed the Republican Party, our country, and the world. That is true. Ed Gillespie speaks the truth. He has passed two of the largest tax cuts in history. That is true. Igniting the fastest rate of economic growth since 1984. That is true. And the reason it's true is because when you come out of a crash, it's pretty easy to have big growth. The fastest rate of economic growth. He didn't say we had a whole lot of growth. We had a whole lot of rate since 84. And that's because, yeah, Reagan crashed the economy like nobody had ever seen in 81, 82. So 84, yeah, there were some gains. When you go from 5 miles an hour to 20 miles an hour, that's a 400% increase. Holy moly, what a rate. But you're going 20 miles an hour, dude. And on November 25th, 2003, Bush and our Republican Congress passed a historic, underlined, historic Medicare prescription drug bill, which allows for the first modernization of the senior health care program in 40 years. This is true. They modernized it into non-existence. They blocked Bill and Hillary's plan for health care because that was going to help the people. Now when they finally stole their way into three-way power, they're passing these nutty laws that help the drug companies. Screw the people. The old people, which, hey, did you know I was a member of AARP? Not only that, but I'm so old, my handicap sticker came. They did this to screw the old people. We can't afford Medicare. We can't afford Social Security. We can't afford any of that stuff now because Bush raped the Treasury and stole all the money. And when the bill comes due from the war, he started for no damn reason, we're going to have to pay it too. And the debt is going to be so massive, we're going to have to tell the old people, sorry, you're on your own. Thank you, President Bush. In addition, Bush has signed into law the most important education reform in a generation. By the way, that modernization of senior health care. The Republicans, people like Rush, O'Reilly, etc., called it the greatest government boondoggle giveaway in all history. They said Bill Clinton, on his best day, couldn't think how to spend this much money. But now they're calling it a modernization. That's what, it's modern when you take it away from grandma and give it to Pfizer. That's modern. In addition, President Bush has signed into law the most important education reform in a generation, another extremely monstrously expensive boondoggle. This is why Bob Novak asked the other day, is Bush a conservative? I don't think so. Have you seen the man spend money? Transformed the federal government to protect our homeland. Yes, he transformed it. He put it underground, took all the money, and didn't give any money to the first responders. Now, everybody knows what that means, right? If a bomb goes off in Kansas City, they're going to stand there and say, we don't know what to do because we've got no training. We don't have any gas masks. We don't have any testing equipment for anthrax. We don't have any radiation detectors. They don't have anything. And not just Kansas City. Everybody has nothing. That's how Bush has fixed things and saved us from terrorism, by stealing all the money and giving the protectors nothing. Thank you, W. And led our nation courageously in the war on terrorism. Yeah, it takes courage to say, fuck Saddam, I'm taking him out, with Bill Clinton's army. Oh, that's so courageous. Only W could have had that much courage. He's a war president. But despite these tremendous accomplishments, it's tremendous. Oh, how tremendous these accomplishments have been. The fight for America's future is far from over. In fact, the real battle is just beginning. You see, the liberals are retrenching. Are we retrenching? If I was online, I'd look that up, see what the hell it means. And now they're hungrier than ever to undermine. How cute. They underlined the word undermine. Oh, it's so cute. And now they've, and now they're hungrier than ever to undermine President Bush and his agenda for a better, more prosperous America. Just consider this quote from a prominent liberal activist. Notice he's not going to put a name on it. This could be anybody. This could be the most radical guy in Queer Nation. Not that that makes them the most radical, but it's by a prominent liberal activist. Here's the quote. Now the president is out of control and threatens American democracy and the peace of the world. Bush must be beaten in 2004, not only for the nation, but the world depends on it. Well, everybody agrees with that. About 80 or 90% of the world agrees with that. And more than half of America. Now, are you going to tell us who said that? No. That's why I'm asking you to stand up. Stand up is capitalized. For America's future by becoming a sustaining member, also capitalized, of the Republican National Committee, RNC. Oh, I didn't know that's what that meant. Today, your pledge to support, here we go, some more underlining, along with a membership contribution of $25, $35, $50, $100 or more, will help President Bush enact his agenda for a stronger, safer, and better America. And the reason he says that is because the liberals want a weaker, more dangerous, and worse America. See, there's two camps. There's two ways to go. You can go with the stronger, safer, and better. You can go with the weaker, more dangerous, and worse. As a sustaining member, you'll be entitled to a number of benefits, which I'll describe for you in a moment. We'll describe them now. But more important, you'll feel a strong sense of personal pride. Yes, everybody listening to this, send Bart Cop money. Oh, the pride you're going to feel. You're not going to believe it. Oh, there's not... Screw all the benefits. The pride, that's the thing. That's the ticket. The pride of knowing that you're part of a team fighting for a better future for all Americans, especially the white rich ones. While President Bush has already passed two of the largest tax cuts in history, sparked... Does that make sense? Oh, okay. A comma would have been better. He had three dots. While President Bush has already passed two of the largest tax cuts in history, sparked the fastest pace of economic growth in nearly 20 years, yep, back to the last recession that you guys caused, passed a historic Medicare prescription drug bill, and led our country courageously... Oh, the courage! Wait, it was tremendously courageous a while ago, and now it's just courageous. Did he lose some courage in three paragraphs? In the war on terror, we must all continue to fight for America's future, yes. And as a sustaining member of the RNC... You'll be doing your part to help Bush further his agenda to strengthen the economy, secure our homeland, safeguard Social Security, and then win the war on terrorism. He's going to safeguard Social Security by stealing all the money? Hello, Mr. Bank Officer. I'm here to secure the bank. This is a holdup. I have a gun in my hand. Give me all your money so I can secure you. We've done so much in the past year. I know you're as proud about what we've accomplished as I am. But now is not the time to rest. No, the time to rest is just before 9/11. That's the time to rest. This monkey is on vacation 40% of the time. And now they're saying it's not the time to rest. No, we only rest when the terrorists are coming. It's the time to build and decision. And the decision is underlined, you must make is simply this. We stand up now. Okay, hold on. I'm standing up. And fight for the future of America. Yes, I do that about 10, 12 hours a day. I hope that your answer is yes. Yes! And you will join the RNC? No! Your show of support and generous membership donation of 25, 35, 50, 100 or more will be a strong statement of personal support and a pledge of commitment to the future of our country. See, I should use these kind of tactics. If you want a better America, send 25, 35, 50, 100 or more to barkup.com. Oh, the pride you're going to feel, it will make your shoes squeak. By standing up, does that mean I can sit back down? And joining the RNC today, you'll be doing your part to fight for opportunity. Opportunity for yourself, opportunity for every white rich man in America. You see, President Bush has a bright, bold vision. Oh, it kills me. One of unity and common purpose, which draws strength from the timeless American principles of empowerment, independence, individual liberty, and free enterprise. You know, I'm thinking this is an election year. Whenever Bush talks about doing things for the little guy, you know, he's going to put his hand on Negro children between now and the election. Anybody want to bet? I will bet 1,000 to 1. Maximum of, say, $10 on your part. I will give you $10,000 if I can't produce a picture of Bush touching a Negro child between now and November. Any bets? I'm a gambler. Let's bet. Bush wants you to be able to chart your own course in life, empowered, underlined, to take your own risk and succeed rather than be caught in a web of government dependence, says the man who grew the government 30% since he got in there. He wants every child, regardless of the color of their skin, regardless of their house of worship, regardless of whether they live in a small farm or a big city. What about if they're gay? You don't mention that. You said every child. To have the opportunity, underlined, to succeed. But the liberals don't agree with President Bush. They want bigger government. No, no. You have enlarged the government. We didn't do that. Bill Clinton shrunk the government. The nutty monkey grew the government. These are facts. They cannot be denied. The CBO will back me up 100%. They will not back you up, Mr. Gillespie. They want bigger government, higher taxes, less personal responsibility. No, that's you guys. You guys have sent an Ashcroft out to Oregon so he can pull the marijuana sticks out of the dying people. You know, that didn't come out right, but you know what I mean. Poor guy out in Oregon or Northern California. Got cancer, can't keep food down. So he smokes a joint. Ashcroft and his goons kick in the doors. That's personal responsibility? Why don't you get the F off our back, Mr. Ashcroft? Why don't you let us exist without your interference? That would be nice. And now they're more determined than ever to take total control. Total control in big capital letters. The liberals going to take total control of the federal government in 2004. Gee, we hope so. Make no mistake. The liberals will stop at nothing. How come you guys didn't underline nothing? To undermine President Bush and his agenda for a better America, because the liberals want a worse America. This is why I must. Why didn't you underline must? Have your support today. Please take a moment right now, big capital letters, to return the enclosed RNC membership acceptance reply. Wait, you want that or you want the check? Your pledge of support, along with a generous membership donation of $25, $35, $50, $100 or more, will help President Bush further his agenda to revitalize the economy, parentheses, that he ruined, secure a homeland, parentheses, that he almost destroyed with his, had to go to Crawford and talk to the cows, no time to mess with Al-Qaeda, I got cow talking to do, safeguard Social Security, which he has raped, robbed, shot in the head, driven out of town in the trunk, and buried in a shallow grave near a bridge, win the war on terror that he effing started, his old man put the troops in Saudi Arabia that pissed off bin Laden, that caused 9/11, that Bush went to sleep for. Don't tell us about how you're going to protect us. Build a stronger, safer, and better America. Yeah, with a stock market that's crashing and all the other we got monstrous, massive ballooning debts. The stock market is scared to death. It's going to crash. Trust me. You heard it here. I said it a week or so ago on the page, but it's roughly by the time you hear this going to be, oh, hell, I don't know, mid-June. The economy is going to crash. I've ordered my staff of accountants to put all my money, all my millions, into stuff that won't crash when the economy crashes. Okay? You should do the same. I think you'd agree. These things are worth fighting for. No, they're worth fighting against. And then we can make them happen. We can make them happen. Yes, we can make them happen. We can make it happen. With your support. We would join our whining team today. Oh, should that be winning? Your decision to become a member of the RNC entitles you to a number of privileges. Ah, here we go. Screw that pride. Show me some privileges. By joining the RNC with a membership of 25, 35, 50, 100 or more, you will receive a complimentary subscription to Rising Tide. Oh, you talk about value. Rising Tide, the RNC's quarterly magazine of political news and commentary. Hey. You can't beat that. Holy cow. What, quarterly? You can do 4 issues a year? If I do 4 issues, it's a bad week. Also, access to the RNC's toll-free members hotline for your questions and comments. They got them a BART phone. And access to the RNC website. Oh. With enough money, you get access to the commercials. A personalized RNC membership card. Ooh, I can show that to my friends. And a lapel pin. Oh, my God. I'm signing up right now to recognize your generous commitment to our party and country. Oh, I'm going to wear that lapel pin proudly as a mother effer. Everywhere I go. Wait, can I pin it on my chest like a soldier? That'd be better than some wimpy ass pinning on my coat or my shirt. Yeah, I want to pin that somebody right above. I'll nipple pierce. Oh, cool. I've been wanting to do that. I want to pierce my nipples with RNC lapel pins. Cool. I can't wait to take off my shirt at the Pokerfest. Access to exclusive members-only websites hosted by the RNC's website, GOP.com. Wonder what kind of Nazi shit's back there. That might be worth $25. Get on there and see what they got. The greatest benefit of membership, however, is the knowledge that you've taken a stand, that you're part of a team fighting for a better future for all Americans, especially the white and rich ones. Please understand there is a fierce battle being waged at this very moment for the heart and soul of America. Your involvement is vital. All caps, you can tell. It's vital to the future of our country, and we need you on the Republican team today. You guys need people so bad you're asking old Bart for help. Pretty smart. The decision you make right now to become a sustaining member of the RNC could alter the shape of America for years to come. God, I hope so. I'm doing all I can. I hope you'll follow your heart. I'll do that. I hope you'll join us now. Noonie, noonie. Sincerely. Oh, yeah. Ed, your sincerity is touching. Ed Gillespie, Chairman. P.S. Your decision in the next few moments could impact the shape of America. You just said that. I don't mind a reminder, but you said that 9 words ago. Please join the RNC as a sustaining member in capital letters and stand up for America today. P.P.S. While many folks make donations of 50, 100, or even 1,000, oh my God, they have people that have that kind of money in the Republican Party, your generous contribution of just 25 will go a long way to help President Bush further his agenda for a stronger, safer, and better America. Thank you. Well, hey, Ed, I got a question. If I give $25 and Kenny Boy gives you $2 million, and we both call at the same time, whose call will Mr. Bush take? Will the governor speak with me because I am a contributor, or will he ask, how much did he send, and then take Kenny Boy's call, because Kenny Boy gave him millions? Ed, I ain't buying it, dude. Nagada, we're going to kick your ass in November. We're going to send you back to whichever tobacco company you came from.
You're listening to Bart Cop Radio, because if you're watching Bart Cop Radio, it gets real boring.